Well, the Plattsburgh High School Lady Hornets softball team pulled off a mild upset last night as they defeated the Saranac Spartans by the score of 12-9. Saranac drops to 8-3 with the loss, while the Lady Hornets improved to 4-7. The Northeastern Clinton Lady Cougars defeated Beekmantown 16-4 last night. With the win, the Cougars are now 9-3, while the Eagles drop to 5-8. In CVAC baseball action, there was definitely some very exciting contests yesterday, and we'll start it off with the Ticonderoga Sentinels rallying past the Plattsburgh High School Hornets in the Battle of Division Leaders. The Sentinels defeated the Hornets 8-7 when Nathan LaCourse ripped a double, scoring their winning walk-off run for Ticonderoga. The Sentinels trailed Plattsburgh 5-1 entering the bottom of the sixth inning, but they rallied for 3 runs in the sixth and 3 runs in the seventh to tie the game at 7-7. And then, of course, LaCourse won the game for Ticonderoga with the double, 8-7 Sentinels over Plattsburgh High. Plattsburgh High was sailing along as Warren Miller struck out 11 batters on the day. Braden Calkins led the Hornets offensively with a 2-run home run in the fourth inning. Elsewhere, it was Peru beating Aucable Valley 13-1. Landon Dupree swung the big stick for the Nighthawks with 3 more hits, 3 RBIs, and he hit another home run. Dupree also pitched 4 innings while Gavin Sipek hurled 3 more innings to hold the Patriots at bay. The Northeastern Clinton Cougars defeated their Northern Tier rivals, the NAC Bobcats, by the score of 9-1 to up their record to 7-7 on the season. The Saranac Spartans defeated Saranac Lake 10-2, and Lake Placid took a forfeit win over Wells to up their record to a 10-1. And Ryland Garden had the winning hit as Beekmantown edged Mariah 8-7 in another thriller. For NBC FM Sports, this is Steve Chris.